Be'ez Hashem is Be'ochim begin Perek Shemayin Asa, the 18th and final chapter in the Rambam Sechas Gezeilah Vavedin, laws of robbery and that which was lost, in the Sefer Nezikin Book of Damages, which in this Perek we discuss specifically finding that of documents. As Rambam gets Halacha Alf regarding someone who finds Ishtar Chayv. Hamaitzi Ishtar Chayv, someone finds a document with a debt written on it. So Af Abishalei Perish Be'achrayis Nechasim, even though it doesn't even specify in the document that there's insurance responsibility of assets, which is that the assets of the borrower are liable for the payment of the debt, and therefore the lender could collect that even from those from the that there was a lien on the that which from those who bought after the loan. And even if the borrower admits and agrees that he didn't pay up, and therefore that inevitably the shtar chayv fell from the lender, and even if it's been already validated and verified through the witnesses in court, still, one does not, whoever finds it, does not return this document to the lender. Why? Shema peroi, maybe he really did pay him back. Ukunun yehim oisim, but they're making a deceptive move, which is because they want to go ahead and collect from those who bought, which is that, meaning that they bought explicitly without insurance, or the borrower doesn't have any assets, and they're going to collect now from those who bought from the borrower, shaloika then inappropriately, because the debt really was paid up. Therefore, that it's to divide between them the land which was sold off to a buyer. That's why hoidele. That's why he's admitting, but really it's a scam. Because one could collect with a document, even that's not explicit regarding insurance, because the responsibility that's not explicit in the document is considered Torah Seif, it's considered an error of the scribe. That's sort of who. Bein Bishtar Alva, whether it's regarding loan documents, Bein Bishtar Mekech Memko, whether it's regarding business documents. Now, Lafigur, therefore, since the whole halacha, why we said you don't really return it to the lender, even though the bar is admitting and it's validated and all that, is because the achrayis is Torah Seifer, and therefore that document has responsibility, and hence he could collect from that which he sold off from the borrower. In Perish Bishtaza, but if let's say it's explicit in this document, which is without insurance, which means that you cannot collect from that which he his property that there's a lien on it. So then if the obligated party admits, meaning the borrower, then actually you would return it to the lender, because the document explicitly is saying that there's no achrayis. And if the lender could only collect from the borrower, and he's admitting that he didn't pay it, and there's no concern about kununya. But vimla, but if not, if it's not explicit, then lo yachs, you shouldn't return to the lender, because shema proy, like we said, because maybe he paid him back already, and therefore maybe it's a kununya just to collect from lekuchas. Now, since it fell and they weren't kivul, therefore there's room to say, to suspect that there's something fishy going on over here, and that's why we don't generally say this concern, but if it fell, then we're saying, no, we don't know, maybe there's a kununya going on over here. So let's say that you find a document that is dated that day, and was validated, and the obligated party admits that it wasn't paid up and that it fell from the lender, then yachzu, you return it to the lender. You're not concerned for kununya like we said in halacha alf, because they can write another document which the date is the same date like it's found, it can't just halacha alf. Now, v'meinu mekuyim, but if it's not validated, you shouldn't return the shema cost of a little bit, because maybe it was written to borrow, I mean they prepared it because they wanted to make the loan, but v'adayin le'lova, maybe they didn't borrow yet. And he didn't destroy the document because his intention was to subsequently borrow, and he didn't want it to go to waste regarding the payment of the scribe. And therefore, it's going to come out that the lender is going to be collecting from the lekuchas inappropriately, where they bought from the borrower in those days between the writing of the document and between that of the loan. And therefore, one should not return it to the lender if it's not validated, even if the borrower admits. Halacha Gimel. Now, let's say matzah shtar, let's say you find the document bechemis in the flask, or bechleis in some wooden vessel of kitzman, and things like that. So then, hariza yavs, lemishon osin simon, you're going to give it back to the one who gives an identifying feature, in contrast regarding the previous two halachas, which you're not going to give back the document to the lender, even if he gives a simon, because, of course, he had the document originally, and he knows the simon. It's not a proof that it fell from him, but here, in the vessel that you find it in, it's obvious that that's the one who it fell from. Now, matzah shleisha shtar is keruchin bekerech echa. Let's say you find three documents wrapped up in one wrap, oy menochem zel zeh, or they're laying one on the other, v'agudim eger echa, and then it's tied with one bundle. Yes, the mission doesn't simon again, so you give it back to the one who gives an identifying feature of how you found it. Halacha dalt. Now, regarding the previous halacha, if you find a few together, Now, let's say from the three documents that you found together, there was one borrower on all those three documents. The lenders were three different lenders. So, for example, Reuben borrowed from Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and there's a document for each one of these. So, if they're validated, so then you give it back to the borrower, even if the lender gives a simon, because most definitely that the borrower paid up and these documents, and therefore he got them back, and it fell from him, because if it fell from the lenders, then why would the three different lenders be together in one space? Vimla, but if it's not validated, then actually yavzal mishin lasin simon. Then you give it back to the one who gives an identifying feature to show that what was the simon. Because Shem Hamavim Nasash to the same Lasayf Alakamim, because maybe, yeah, how are the lenders all together? Maybe they gave their documents to the scribe to validate it, the Nafal Mehadain, and maybe it fell from the hand of the judge. But in contrast, if it was validated, then we're not concerned that it fell from the hand of the judge, because it's not normal for a person to hold on to a validated document by the judge. But if it's not validated, then it could be the lenders all together were validating it for the same borrower. Let's say the other way around. Let's say it was one lender and three different borrowers. So Yachz L'malva, that definitely seems to indicate why they all together. It's from that same lender. Now, but if let's say those three documents were all written by the same scribe, then actually Yachz L'mishon Nasan Simon, then you give back to whoever gives the sign. Because maybe these three borrowers brought their documents to the same scribe to write. The Nathamiya Sefer maybe fell from the hand of the scribe, and maybe they never borrowed yet. And so therefore it's not definite that it fell from the lender, and therefore you only give it back to the one that gives a simon. Alochei Matzah Shtar Kruin. Let's say you find torn documents, or shredded documents, or Shtochei B'nim, and amongst the shredded documents you find a promissory note. You find this document. So lo yachzu, you don't return it not to the lender, not to the borrower, even if the lender gives a simon, because maybe it's paid back, because it's here with the torn documents. Now, the Miyashimam Shaver, if it has a receipt with it, a Philip Aloyidim, even without witnesses, Yitin Shtarachev Loleva, you give back that document to the borrower, because for sure it was paid back. Why? Sheilohei Perua, because if it wasn't paid back, then Lohishlicha bin Shtar's Kurum, first of all, it wouldn't have been thrown amongst the torn documents. And Mariyashim Exabashu Perua, there's also writing that it was paid up. So therefore, with those two, that definitely tells us it belongs with the borrower. Lachavav continues regarding finding documents of divorce documents and regarding gift documents. So Motza Gitin Nashim. Someone finds divorce documents. Bizman Shabal Maidim, when the husband agrees that he gave the get to his wife and it fell from her, so Yachzli should give it back to the woman, which permits her to go ahead and get married. Meaning, unlike that of a Shtar Chayiv, where even if the guilty party agrees, you don't give it back like we said in Lachav, the reason is because there it's coming to collect the debt, and therefore it's even going to be from the kuchas, and if it doesn't help the admission of the borrower, because a third party is going to lose. But here, the primary point of the get is to permit her to get married. Now, in a Baal Moed, let's say the husband does not agree that it fell from her. So, im nasna isha simen mubak, if the woman gives an identifying feature, you nasan la, then you give it to her, because how does she know if not the fact that it was already given to her? But if not, then you don't give back to either party, because we don't know necessarily who it fell from. Now, if the husband says, it fell from me, and he gives identifying features. The woman says, it fell from me, but she gives identifying features, so you know. Again, we give it to her because, yeah, they both know, but he knows because he wrote it. How does she know if not for the fact that it was already given to her? But it has to be that she gives a distinctive identifying feature. For example, that she says, Nekav Yesh Bitzad is plain. It's not just that it has a hole, because you can see from a distance. But it has the hole at the side of that letter. She Lohi Giliodik, had it not reached her hand, Lohi Sidah, she wouldn't have known. Therefore, it's obvious that it fell from her. Halacha Zayin. Hu Oymer Simon HaChud Shekosha Bayaget. Let's say he says an identifying feature of the string that was used to tie the document. The Oymer Simon HaChud, and she also says identifying feature of the thread. So you know, so again, we give it to her. But who should turn my Simon Movik? But it has to be a distinctive simon. Like, for example, the length of the measurement of the thread. How would you know that? Of the moment, she says, Odom Eshachu is red or black. Well, Ein Zeh Simon Muvik. That's not a distinctive sign, because again, she could have seen that when her husband was holding it. If let's say he says, Bechemes Hayim Munach, that it was in a flask. And she says, Bechemes Hayim Munach, it was in a flask. So, Yunasin Loi. We give it to him. She Ein Zeh Simon Muvik. Again, this is not a distinctive sign, because the woman knows that the husband always keeps it. He always has that wallet that he puts in. He always has that at the attaché case. And therefore, if she says that's what it was found in, that's not going to be a simon that was from her. Could be she just knows what the husband always carries it in, and therefore it goes to the husband. Aloha ches, matzah get shichur. If let's say someone finds the emancipation document, which is that the master gives to his non-Jewish slave, Bizman sharav moida. So if the master agrees that he had given it to a slave, and obviously it fell from a slave, then yach slave, you give it back to the slave. But in rav moida, if the master does not agree and he's claiming that he wrote it to give it, but he never gave it, so then lo yach zev, lo zev. We don't know who it fell from. You don't give it back to either one of them. Halacha test. Matzah shtar matana. Let's say someone finds a document of a gift. That is, something is being gifted to someone. Im matnas barihi, if it's that from a gift from a healthy person, which the one who gifted it cannot retract after he already gave to the recipient. So if avabishne maidim, even when they're both agreeing, lo yachze, lo lezeb leze, not going to give it back to either one of them. Why? What's the problem? Because shemakas of litnim lo nasim, maybe he wrote to give but he didn't give it. And after he wrote this document, he never gave it to that person. So he still had it, and he sold the field, or he gifted it to someone else as a gift. Now, but he wants to retract on that. Oh, but he has that previous document, which he never gave, but he has the document. Now, and again, whenever it falls and you find that that's some type of a reis, it's like a flaw that we should be considering. We have to investigate a little bit more. So maybe this, where he's admitting it to the first guy, maybe it's really kedelasa kenunya lachrin. Really, it's just being deceptive on the later one who he wants to back out now. Shanosan loy shemachali, that he gave it to him or that he sold it to him, to say, oh, that document you see was there first and it fell from him, and therefore he's supposed to get it because you came. I sold it to you, gifted you afterwards. Where he really, it's really just a trick. He really wants to that guy should get it, and he'll split it between the two of them. So therefore, we don't trust that. We don't give it back to either one of them. But the matnash chid merahi. But if, let's say, it was a gift from a dying person, there im hayda, there if the giver admits that it's from the recipient, you do give it to him. Why? Now vim lav, and if it's not, if he doesn't agree, then lo yitin, then you don't give it, obviously, because he's not admitting. But the reason is shechid merash nos l'shnam, because when the dying person gives to two people, zach is one after the other, ha achrin kana, the later person acquires it because the one that gifted could back out. Where his intention is only to give it after he dies. And therefore, even if you're going to give back the document to the first one that was written, the later one's not going to lose out, because if ultimately there is a later person, he's going to get it anyway. Like we're going to explain later on. And therefore, you could give it back to this person because there's no kanunya to be concerned about. Even if it's a later person, he'll get it. If a dying person dies who had given this as a gift to someone, so even if the inheritor agrees that the one who bequeathed it, his dying father, let's say, had given it, which we said in the previous halacha, by a shchimra, you will give it to the one that you find the document, and that shchimra admits, and here it's his yairish. In this case, it is a loyach zelizav lezeb, and you will not give it back to either party. Why? Because shemakas of lidin leinasim. Maybe his father had written to give, and he didn't give it. Now, so what's the problem? We said, either way, so the later person will get it. No, but here, umuchara hayoidish in the sana. Maybe what happened was, is that the inheritor sold it or gifted it. V'chazar bai. And now he wants to back out. Now he's not allowed to back out because his matan is a matan is bari. Now he wants to make a deceptive trick with this guy to remove the opportunity of the later one who he really sold to or gifted to by saying, give it back to the first one, that his dating was before the last one, and they're going to split it, and that will be a loss, and therefore then you don't give it back. Halachid Alf continues with other documents, that of finding a shaver, which is a receipt, or a ksuba, which is the document of the dowry. So matzah shaver, let's say someone finds a receipt. So bezman shabal hashtar moidah. So when the owner of the document admits, shenishba shtore, that his document has been broken, which is really what the shaver is, meaning ufrodoya mecholi, that because it had been paid up or he was ready, had forgiven that debt, and that's what the receipt is verifying, and he admits to that, so then yitin lebala shaver, so then you give it to the owner of the receipt, and we're not concerned that maybe that the owner of the document had sold the shtar to someone else before the debt was paid up, and if you're going to give back the receipt, then the buyer is going to lose out. No, because even after the document has been sold, the seller is permitted to be meichel d'chayv anyway. So there's no concern. Now, ain't shnei moedim, but if you don't have both of them admitting to this, and the owner of the document is claiming that he prepared the receipt when it was necessary, but it hasn't been paid up yet, then lo yachzor lezeb lezeb, then you don't give back to either one of them. Halachid beis, matzik suba. Someone finds the ksuba, which is the document which the husband obligates himself to pay a certain amount of money to his wife when she gets divorced or when she gets widowed from him. And now someone found this ksuba. Even though they're both agreeing that the ksuba was not paid up, so it belongs by the woman, you're not going to give it back to the woman like all shtari chayv, Why? Because Shem and Nefer Ksubazu. Maybe the Ksubazu actually paid up. Einim Chloe already had forgiven it. He pardoned her. But I mean, it was pardoned, meaning that he doesn't have to pay it up. And then subsequently the husband sold off his assets. Now he wants to make a trick with his wife on the ones who bought, that he'll give back the ksuba to his wife so that now she could collect from his assets, which are people that bought from him, and they'll divide it. So because of that trick, that we don't give it back to the woman. Halacha Yigima continues with all other court documents. Motza Igre Shum. Someone finds the letter of evaluation, which is a document that the courts evaluate the borrower's properties for the lender to be able to collect for the debt. Ove Igris Mazen, which are that of the obligation to pay for his wife and his daughter's sustenance, which the courts, they write a document that they're going to sell from the husband's property to feed the wife and the daughters. Or Shtori Chalitza Meunin, or documents of Chalitza, which is when the husband dies without any children and the brother-in-law does Chalitza, which is like a type of a divorce. For that situation, Meunin, which is when she's a minor, which she wants to leave the rabbinic marriage when her mother and her brothers married her off, as long as she's a minor. Ushtari Tanis, or the documents of claim, Shekaisin Adayanin, Shabal Din Zeb, Shal Chaver, where the judges write down the claims of one litigant against the other. Ushamatz Ushtari Berudin, or they find some type of a selection documents, which Mehim Ashtari Shabirulem Bali Dinin, as Adayanin Shadonlem, which is where those who have the court case, that they select which judges they would prefer. The Kibla Lem Shadunulem, plain and plain, that they're accepting that they should have that such and such a persons will judge and be the judge for that case. Or if they find any type of documents related to the courts, for example, let's say the document that the courts have decided and confirmed which properties of the borrower are going to the lender. Either way, you're going to return it. Because the rule is like this. Any document that you're concerned for payment, you're going to return them because maybe the document has been paid up and that party is not admitting that that it hasn't been paid up. So maybe it hasn't been paid up. Now that maybe it was paid up, you can't give it back to the lender. Now but if the guilty party admits, he says no, that's I didn't pay it up yet. You can give it back to the lender. But still, the efshah shahid de la sekadunya. But maybe he's admitting because they want to make a deceptive trick. So that's going to cause a loss for the buyer or the recipient of the gift who went and bought it after the date of their document, so that they could collect from that person inappropriately. Because I owe, really don't owe, but I say I owe, and then I don't have money, so you can go to the people that bought for me at a later point in time. So how is the lapse? So then you don't return it. Although those two parties, the buyer and the lender, are admitting. Now, but any document that there's no element of concern, like those in our halacha that we're talking about, all those court documents, there's no concern about payment, there's no concern about any deceptive trick, then you give back to the owner of those documents. Halacha Dalet concludes with regarding a document that's been returned, so all documents have been found. Shadinim Shalayach, which we said the halacha is, don't return it. If it has been returned, had a eluk shem, they are valid, because the whole halacha of all these documents not to return is l'ketchila because of the concern. But that does not invalidate them because of the concern. And if you've given them, you can collect with them, and you don't remove it from the domain of its owners. They retain their original status, and there's no concern for, let's say, peroin, kanunya, and all those types of concern. We have concluded the laws of robbery and the lost objects with heavenly assistance.